One variable star that you can explore is Myra, also known as Omicron Ceti, in the constellation Cetus the Sea Monster. This grouping of stars can be found near the popular constellations Pisces, the Two Fish, and Taurus, the Bull. Seeing Myra may be a challenge, or maybe not, since it changes its brightness over time, which is what makes it a variable star. At its brightest, Myra can be visible to the naked eye. But at its faintest, it can be difficult to see, even through binoculars. Some variable stars only change their brightness slightly, but Myra's change is quite dramatic. It is because of its wild change in brightness that in 1662, Johannes Hevelius named it Myra, which means wonderful or astonishing in Latin. Myra was astonishing astronomers before Johannes Hevelius immortalized the fact in its name. In 1596, David Fabricius had thought it might be what astronomers now refer to as a supernova, or the explosion of a star at the end of its life, when he first saw it brighten and then fade. But then, he saw it brighten again over 10 years later in 1609. Today, we know that Myra is not a supernova, but a variable star with a long period, or the time between one maximum brightness and the next. There are many other stars like Myra, so many that is the namesake of its own variable star class. Myra variables are long period variable stars. These stars have also completed fusing their hydrogen fuel, making them red giant stars, stars at the end of their lives. The variability of these red giant variables is likely caused by thermal pulses in a shell of hydrogen gas, generated by a deeper shell of helium gas building up inside the star. As these thermal pulses happen, mass is lost as a consequence of the variable's weakening gravitational pull, being unable to prevent stellar winds, or fast-moving flows of material ejected from stars, from stealing the mass away. In fact, NASA's Galaxy Space Telescope has found photographic evidence of Myra's own mass loss. Ultraviolet images of Myra from Galaxy show that the star has an approximately 13 light-year long comet-like tail. This tail was formed via 30,000 years of the variable star ejecting material into space. Astronomers have calculated that Myra loses mass at a rate of about one Earth mass every 10 years. The astonishment Myra provides doesn't end there. It even extends to our own solar system. It is thought that our sun will become a Myra variable when it becomes a red giant. So these observations not only illuminate the inner workings of Myra variables themselves, but also what will happen in the sun's distant future. To help you explore Myra, the constellation Cetus, and the rest of the night sky, try using a star chart or app on your phone, or you can use our special handout. This variable star episode is brought to you by Ball State University, the International Planetarium Society, the American Association of Variable Star Observers, an international consortium of amateur and professional astronomers. For more information on variable stars and how to observe them, see their website at aavso.org.